VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump warned Syria, Russia, and Iran in a tweet Monday night not to attack Syria's rebel-held Idlib province. He wrote, "The Russians and Iranians would be making a grave humanitarian mistake to take part in this potential human tragedy. Hundreds of thousands of people could be killed. Don't let that happen." Earlier Monday, Iran voiced support for an impending Syrian offensive to recapture Idlib, saying the region should be cleared of what it called terrorists. The UN Special Representative to Libya is urging warring militias to respect a ceasefire in the capital, Tripoli. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Efforts to mediate a ceasefire in the Libyan capital continue despite intermittent shelling and gunfire concentrated to the south of the capital, Tripoli. UN envoy Ghassan Salame has invited the warring sides to talks at an undisclosed location Tuesday. Meanwhile, Libya 24 News Channel tweeted a photo Monday of a delegation of Libyan leaders that was trying to mediate a ceasefire between the warring militias. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
An American serviceman was killed in eastern Afghanistan Monday. The NATO statement released after the killing said it was an apparent insider attack. The number of migrants arriving in Europe has fallen, but the rate of death has risen sharply, especially for those crossing the Mediterranean Sea. A report released Monday by the UN Refugee Agency says 2,276 people died last year trying to cross the Mediterranean. That is one death for every 42 arrivals. This is VOA News. Two Reuters news agency reporters have been convicted of violating Myanmar's secrecy laws. They were sentenced Monday to 7 years in prison. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports American embassy officials in Myanmar are very unhappy about the ruling.
The embassy says the conviction of two Reuters reporters is deeply troubling for all who support press freedom and the transition towards democracy. The two have been found guilty of violating the colonial era Official Secrets Act while reporting on government abuses against the country's Rohingya Muslims. American diplomats say the clear flaws in this case raise serious concerns about the rule of law and judicial independence in Myanmar, and the reporter's conviction is a major setback to the government of Myanmar's stated goal of expanding democratic freedoms. Like other diplomats in Myanmar, they are calling for the journalist's immediate release. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Thousands of children failed to show up for the first day of class in the English-speaking regions of Cameroon. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzika reports from Bamenda.
There are only a few vehicles and people on the main commercial street in Bamenda, a town in Cameroon's English-speaking northwest. Most shops and businesses are closed. And despite September 3rd being the first day of the school year, there are no children seen headed to class. Most schools in the northwest have been closed since 2016, when fighting broke out between Cameroon's military and armed separatists who want to create an English-speaking state. Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News, Bamenda, Cameroon.
President Trump attacked his own attorney general on Twitter Monday. Associated Press correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The president is suggesting the Justice Department put Republicans in jeopardy ahead of the midterms with recent indictments of GOP Congressman Chris Collins from New York and Duncan Hunter from California. The president described the two as very popular and said two easy wins now in doubt because there is not enough time. He ended with, "Good job, Jeff." President Trump did not address the charges against the congressman, just the politics. Collins is accused of insider trading, Hunter with spending campaign money for personal expenses. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump attacked the head of the largest federation of unions in America on Monday. AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka had criticized the president's trade policies. On Twitter, Trump said some of the things Trumka said were so against the working men and women of our country that it's easy to see why unions are doing poorly. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.